have any idea how much the R.T. Dennis building was insured?
No. All I know is it was uninsured. They were not complying with the coinsurance clause, my recollection. And so the maximum amount was paid out, but I would say it was less than 50% of their actual loss. And that was true generally in Waco at that time. I think now people are much better insured than they were back in 53. There was an old tale that Waco was in a bowl or a valley, and the Indians said a tornado would never strike here, and a lot of people actually believed it and didn't carry windstorm insurance.